Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
America faces a choice. This is Battleground America. Here's Tara Servatius.
Imagine an America where any future president who is weighing whether to go to war understands that that will mean he and his family will have to live in hiding for the rest of their days on American soil, because our enemies are free to roam about here, because those people might simply just walk here, come right over the border, and hunt him. That's exactly where we are right now. This week, the stunning news broke that an ISIS terrorist who was in the process of smuggling 8 of his closest friends over the border to assassinate George W. Bush, that ISIS terrorist, the one already here, yeah, he had actually made it onto George W. Bush's property. The FBI foiled the plot this time. But there's so much more to this story. The United States of America, unlike the vast majority of countries on Earth, now has effectively open borders. This didn't start with Joe Biden. It started, ironically, with George W. Bush, who was the first to unsecure the border, to make the voter drive the Democrats have going on down there, hey, okay, thumbs up. Nobody deserves to have an ISIS terrorist on his front lawn more than George W. Bush, because he made it possible. A lot of folks on our side think this all started with Obama, but it only really started being covered by our side with Obama. And if you notice the coverage from Obama's time when he loosened the patrols at the border, held the guys back from doing their job, and we saw mobs of people come over the border in response, and Obama would hit near record highs in the flood over the border. And the reason they were near record highs was because George W. Bush had set the all-time record highs. But our side wasn't too interested in talking about it back then. I was. One of Bush's big tricks for letting as many people into the country as possible was to claim that the Border Patrol vehicles did damage to our national parks, so they shouldn't patrol them along the border. Well, hundreds of thousands of people then used them as highways, destroying protected species, rare flora and fauna, and leaving trash and dead bodies in their wake as they entered the country. Look at what Democrats were saying back between 2000 and 2010, and it'll shock you. They supported a fence. They supported a wall. They were generally anti-illegal immigration. Bush changed all that and tried to seal the deal with amnesty. We've been to one degree or another an open borders country since then. The goal, I've always believed, of Bush and then the Democrats, and Bush is essentially a Democrat. I mean, that family was Democrat when they lived in New England. Before they moved to Texas, they suddenly switched to Republican. I believe the long-term goal was to cement the power of the Democrat Party at the national level by remaking the electorate. Now, the problem is, you got to let half the world's terrorists in, too, to do that. Which leads us to the stunning news this week. Remember when George W. Bush said we had to fight the war over there so we didn't have to fight it over here? Well, now we're going to have to fight it over here. The first stunning shoe to drop was 3 weeks ago when Alejandro Mayorkas, the head of the Department of Homeland Insecurity, admitted that 42 terrorists on either the FBI or the international watch list or the no-fly list had been caught at the border. 42. That was just in 2022. Where were they? Republicans in Congress demanded to know. And the fact that they couldn't get an answer right away was not a good sign. Well, it turns out Mayorkas, in a congressional hearing 2 weeks ago, would later admit that some of them had been let go into the interior. And then this shocking news broke on Tuesday. Customs and Border Patrol had an internationally wanted terrorist in their custody, but released him into the United States with only a monitoring bracelet. And they let him roam around. He wasn't picked up until a full 2 weeks after he was flagged by the FBI. His name is Isnardo Garcia Amando. He was released into the U.S. by Border Patrol agents on April 18th, given a GPS monitoring device as an alternate to detention, and off he went. He'd still be roaming around to this day if he weren't flagged by the FBI's terrorist screening center on April 21st. They determined he was a match on the terror watch list. But ICE wouldn't get authorization to arrest him until May 4th. He was arrested in Pinellas County, Florida, on May 6th. Americans would probably be pretty alarmed by this if they knew, but they don't, because Fox News broke the story. Do this. Put the name Isnardo Garcia Amado. Isnardo Garcia Amado. Put it into Google. See what comes up. The only major media outlets to even cover this story, Fox News and the New York Post. Everybody else blacked it out. All the mainstream media. Again, if he were an operation, that would be one thing. But he's not. Remember, Mayorkas has admitted that some number of the 42 terrorists that they interdicted were also released into the country. But so far, Fox News and Republicans in Congress have been unable to determine who they were, where they went, and where the heck they are now.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
The news would soon get worse. Yesterday, no less than Christopher Wray, the head of the profoundly corrupt FBI, showed up at Congress with a warning that Customs and Border Patrol was now facing a heck of a challenge with national security threats at the southern border. He called it a major, major challenge and said he'd gone down there with Customs and Border Patrol and they took him around so he could see firsthand what they're dealing with. They have a heck of a challenge, he said, one that might be beyond the FBI's ability to handle. And then he dropped this bombshell. It wasn't 42 terrorists that had been caught at the border since the beginning of fiscal year 2022. Nope, not 42. It was 157. Why did Wray tell us this? Because he knows the size and scope of this problem is potentially catastrophic. He just handled, after all, the George W. Bush assassination attempt where the ISIS terrorist made it all the way to Bush's property. By the way, the irony of that being, do you know how that terrorist got here? He actually came in at the very tail end of the Trump administration on the exact kind of visas that Trump tried to block. Remember the Muslim country visas? Yep, that's how he got in. So Trump was right again. I don't blame Trump for that. He did everything he could. He fought them tooth and nail in court as the Democrats not only tarred him as a racist for wanting to block people exactly like this Muslim terrorist from coming into the country, but they battled him in court throughout the length of his presidency to keep the flow going. The next question becomes, how did a Muslim terrorist get here on a visa? No one has an answer to that one so far, so I'll go ahead and answer it. The Biden administration has abandoned any pretense of actually screening people coming here on visas, and we have no visa exit system, so once they get here, it's as good as running over the border. In fact, 40% of the illegal immigrants in this country actually overstayed their visas. And if we're letting in terrorists, they're coming in that way too. So why did Christopher Wray show up to tell Congress this? A plausible deniability. He knows this is gonna blow. He knows we're gonna see deadly terror attacks. And so he's preempting it, essentially throwing the Biden administration under the bus in advance. So he can say later, he tried to warn us. But let's go back to those stunning numbers. And keep in mind, folks, after we left Afghanistan, the terror training camps reopened. Where do you think those guys are going to go? As far as the Democrat Party's concerned, here with all their friends to vote Democrat. And if something blows up, well, that'll be more power for the intelligence agencies, more power for a security state already weaponized against the American people. So win-win. I'm not being flippant or sarcastic there. I'm serious. That's really how they look at it. There is literally no downside to a terror attack for the FBI, the CIA, or any of our intel agencies, including the Department of Homeland Security. It's just more power for them. But let's get back to those numbers, because 157 is likely a very low ball estimate. Those are just the ones we caught. Tom Homan, Barack Obama's Customs and Border Patrol director, was on Fox News explaining that Border Patrol agents aren't in the field doing their jobs anymore. So most terrorists probably just walked in. And why aren't they out doing their job? Because they're so busy processing illegal immigrants who turn themselves in to get their free cell phone, which, remember, comes with the link on it to get the free welfare benefits, the asylum application, the work permits, and much more. So they are essentially processing those who don't mind being caught while the terrorists walk right over our border. So 157, just a drop in the bucket. Here's Homan.
When you flood the border, these many illegal aliens, unprecedented amount of people coming across, it has resulted in 70%. 7 out of 10 border patrol agents are no longer patrolling the line. They're in facilities processing, which leaves the border wide open for bad guys, including terrorists, across the border. Now, Border Patrol, I've talked to many Border Patrol agents, they're under such pressure to process and release quickly. Why? Because they want to get away from the optics of the 15,000 Haitians on the bridge. The administration took a lot of hits for that. So this administration is really concerned about the optics of the crisis. So Border Patrol agents have been ordered, process and release quickly, so there doesn't appear to be overcrowding, so there's nothing to see here, no crisis. And this is an example, they released the guy before the vetting was cleared. Only to later find out 2 days later, he's hot. He's a positive hit in the terrorist screening database. My question is, how many more just like this are out there that they can't find because this administration won't tell us? Well,
the guy Homan is referring to is, of course, the terrorist Isnardo Garcia Amada, the one who's released into the country by the Biden administration the mainstream media is blocking out. But he's likely just the tip of the iceberg. Here's why, as Homan explained in this exchange on Fox News.
Then it takes 2 weeks to authorize an arrest of him? Why would that take 2 weeks?
I don't understand. And when I was vice director and President Trump, if this would have happened, I would have officers deployed within the hour to go find this guy, and I wouldn't have waited for approval from anybody. If he's on the terrorist screening database, we're going. So I don't know if the White House held it up or DHS held it up or ICE held it up. I can just say this would never happen in the Trump administration. Certainly wouldn't happen under my leadership. We would have been out there within an hour. But you know the most scariest part about this is, Martha? We have recorded over 700,000 gotaways since Joe Biden became president. Border Patrol has arrested people from 161 countries. Many of those countries sponsor terrorism. So if you don't think a single one of those 700,000 that entered the country not got arrested, didn't come from a country, that sponsored terrorism, then you're ignoring the data. How many of the 700,000 have entered this country to do us harm that we don't know where they're at or who they are?
Right.
Battleground America with Tara Servatius. Please subscribe on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your favorite podcasts. Share with friends, family, and other free thinkers. Thanks for listening.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Hosted host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run Finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.